is Jared the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game. He's the GM, Floyd Reese. I'm Jared Stillman. Derrick Henry, the big dog, going to join us later this hour as the Titans get set for Jacksonville. So Floyd let the big dog eat. But more importantly, Titans are on the practice field right now, or they're getting set to wrap up or something along those lines. And Marcus Mariota, I have been told, is on the practice field again, just like Marcus Mariota was on the practice field yesterday, just like he was on the practice field Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week. Is that of any surprise to you, Floyd?
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's not as much as him being there as what's he doing. That's the key. You know, like last week on Wednesday, he went through a full practice, and then they scaled it down from there.
And the answer
to hopefully it's going the opposite way.
And the answer to that is nobody knows, which is okay. But this is my thing. So I was obviously out yesterday. I was at Yom Kippur services, and everybody yesterday kept asking me, what's the deal with Marcus? Is Marcus going to play on Sunday? What's up with Marcus? What's going on with Marcus? And then I listened to Marcus's answers yesterday when Marcus was talking to the media, and this is probably the one that everybody has heard the most, but he described what the situation with his elbow was. This was Marcus yesterday.
The way that they explained it to me, it's like when you strum a guitar string. When that string settles down, that's kind of similar to how my nerve is. My nerve's kind of been strummed, and it's going to take its time to settle down.
Okay. So I heard that yesterday. You know what I said?
What's that?
I'm done talking about, you know, is Marcus going to play this week? Is Marcus going to, you know what? Until Vrabel comes out and says he is starting on Sunday, then I am done worrying about Marcus. I don't have the time and the patience anymore to sit here and talk every day and worry every little second about whether or not the guitar string in Marcus's elbow has stopped strumming. I don't have time for that. The Jacksonville Jaguars are coming up this week. This is a game that if Jacksonville wins, they take complete and total control of the division in week 3. This is a big deal. And I am done sitting here crying about and worrying about Mariota. And I know people can say you can't question his toughness because of this situation, and it's just an unfortunate situation and all of that. But the truth is, I feel like we have 100 conversations like this about Marcus every year. And so what I'm done doing is I'm done worrying about it. Until further notice, big game Blaine is the starting quarterback. And Floyd, you're the expert. You're the guy that has all the answers. So I need a game plan for how big game Blaine is going to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, because I'm done worrying about Marcus until Marcus comes back.
Hear the crickets?
I'm waiting for your answer on how big. I need a game plan. I need answers, people. I don't need conjecture. I don't need question marks. I don't need we'll sees. I don't need the patented Floyd Reese I don't knows. I need answers for how big game Blaine's going to beat the Jags. Because, again, I'm done talking about.
I didn't put big game Blaine in the starting role. You put him in the starting role, so you must have the answers.
Oh, I have no answer. But the problem is I'm not worrying about Marcus.
You just put him in his starting role without any answers.
I can't sit there and worry about Marcus every second of every day. You don't want me to put 3 quarterbacks on the roster. I want 3 quarterbacks. I mean, if Mariota can't play this week, they're in the exact same situation they were last week, which I know you hated, which was that Marcus is the backup, and then Marcus has to go in if you're down 21-0 and Blaine gets hurt. And that's where you don't want to be. And it looks like we're going down that path right now. So
we don't know what happened today, right? I mean, we know that he threw an individual.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, he could have gone through the entire practice. And if he went through the entire practice on a Thursday, then he's going to play.
He went through the entire practice on Wednesday last week and didn't play.
Right. But he's going just the opposite this week. Didn't do quite as much as it. A little bit more today. A little bit more tomorrow.
Well, we don't know if it is. We don't know if it's a little bit more.
No, we don't.
But unless you know if it's a little bit more, and you're just not sharing.
No, I don't know. And if I was speculating, I would say that's the way it's going to go, and that again. I mean, I live by my last year's thought, or last week's thought, which is, if they're not bringing in a quarterback, then they're confident that he can do something. whatever that may be.
But wasn't that our last week's thought, and then we were proven to be wrong?
Yeah, that from, you know, about last week, yes.
So, but that's, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why I can't believe it, they would do that twice. So, I feel good about him playing.
So you think Marcus is the starter on Sunday against the Jags?
I feel good about it, unless we hear something between now and then.
Well, do you think they could start Big Game Blaine and put Marcus on the bench and just, you know, hey, give it another week?
Sure.
No.
I mean, they could.
You don't do that in the NFL.
They could certainly do that.
In the NFL, if you are the starting quarterback and you can play 99% of the time, you play. If you're the starting quarterback. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in Tampa Bay. That situation's a little different. And if Blaine wants to throw for 330 or whatever it was, if he wants to go ahead and do that this week, then we can have the same discussion they're probably having in Tampa Bay right now. But I'm going to guess that Blaine's not going to do that because Blaine's not that good. But I'm so tired, Floyd, of, you know, how's Mariota's groin today? Is Mariota's groin better than it was yesterday? Is he going to play? I don't know. Is Mariota's groin all right? Okay, well, yeah. What about Mariota's elbow? Is Mariota's elbow okay today? I don't know. You know, it's all, you know. What about Mariota's knee? Is Mariota's knee okay? I feel like for 6 weeks out of a 16-week season, we have the same conversations every day about the same guy. And I'm just kind of tired of it.
Well, I mean,
and I think it's kind of distracting.
I mean, right now we have the same conversation about the same group of guys. You know, what about Taylor? Is Taylor going to play? What about Jack? Is Jack going to play?
But Jack has a torn ACL. It's the first time it's ever happened in his career that we've ever talked about Jack.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying, talking about numbers as much as that's kind of the way it happens everywhere. Whoever the guy is that's hurt, you want to find out if he's doing better or worse in between, whatever it is.
But the problem is that this guy is the guy who's always hurt.
If Marcus was healthy for the rest of the season, we'd still be talking about somebody that's hurt and hoping they come back.
But it's the same conversation and it's the same type of discussion every year about the same guy, except for the second year. The second year, Mariota broke his leg in the second to last game of the season, so I don't count that as like an injury-prone thing. I count that as a breaking your leg thing, which is very different than an injury-prone thing. But, I mean, I just feel like every year it's the same conversation. This week it's the exact same conversation as it was last week. He ended up not playing, ended up going to Big Game Blaine. Big Game Blaine ended up winning the big game. So that's how I feel about the Jags game right now is, okay, as of right now, until I hear otherwise. And Vrabel's going to talk here in a minute, so maybe Vrabel says something along the lines of, you know, Marcus is the starting quarterback and that's that. And if that's the case, then okay. But until then, I feel like it's the same thing with Marcus every time. And I don't know how you are Mr. Next Man Up, Mr. Forget About It, Mr. Don't, whatever.
Right.
And you're not willing to sit here and start talking about Big Game Blaine going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars as a starting quarterback of the Titans.
You're giving me a choice? My choice would be
to worry about Marcus.
Yeah, let's worry about Marcus.
Why?
Because he's going to give you a much better chance.
Is he? If his guitar string elbow is still strumming along and it's like a row, row, row your boat?
He will give you a much better chance.
I am the biggest Marcus supporter in the media in this town. And I just can't do the same thing every day with him. It's like I need him to go out there and be healthy and stay healthy and us not have to constantly talk about, is Mariota going to play this week? I don't know. Is Mariota going to play? Do you remember last year, the Monday Night Football game against the Colts? We spent all week talking about whether or not he was going to play and all day Monday whether or not he was going to play. And then it came out at like 4:30 that he was going to play. Like that is – it's a trend and it's one that I understand he's not trying to be hurt. But it's one that, at this point, I mean, it's got to stop. Like, it's...
I don't, you know, again, I mean...
And if I'm in charge of the team, I'm saying we got to worry about
Jared
what we know.
15 years ago would be saying exactly the same thing about Steve McNair.
But Steve didn't miss big games.
Well, you'd still be talking about his injuries every day. Did he practice today? Is he going to play? Is he what? You know? I mean, it would be on and on.
But that was in the, you know Steve's got a broken elbow, but you know Steve's going to go out there and win you the game on Sunday, because that's what Steve did. I mean, I remember one press conference, Bill Belichick, before a playoff game, both Steve and Eddie were hurt. Like, Eddie dislocated his shoulder tackling Ray Lewis in a playoff game the week before, and Steve was always hurt. So both Steve and Eddie missed practice. So, of course, they ask Bill before the playoff game, you know, Bill, Steve, and Eddie missed. What do you think if those guys don't go? And Belichick at the podium goes, those guys are going to play. They play every game. They're going to play. And as we all knew, they were going to play, and they played. And Marcus is not the same. So the Jared and Floyd would have been talking about McNair, but it would have been much different than we were talking about McNair as we were talking about Marcus, because with McNair, we knew the answer was he was going to play. And I think that's to the detriment of Mariota right now, is that the fans, even though they're not saying, hey, we want you to be Steve McNair, there's kind of this thing of like, hey, if you're the franchise quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, you play through pain, because the guy who played through the most pain was the franchise quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. That may not be fair to Marcus, but that's how things are. So we'll take your call, 615-737-1025. I am just over talking about Mariota until he's able to come back. And I'm so tired of having the same discussion all the time about Marcus, about, you know, is Marcus going to play? Is Marcus not going to play? Because this may go on for weeks and weeks and weeks. So where I sit, I need the GM to come up with a game plan for big game Blaine against the Jacksonville Jags. That's what I need at this point. Until Marcus runs out there to start, I need a game plan, Floyd.
I don't.
Had a game plan with Tyler Merritt.
You got to put together a game plan for your quarterback.
You gave me a game plan on Sunday on the pregame show for Tyler Merritt at tackle against J.J. Watt. If Tyler Merritt can hold his own against J.J. Watt, then big game Blaine, who beat the Jags last year, can beat the Jags this year. 615-737-1025 is the phone number, 615-737-1025. Jared and the GM are live from the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. and Mount Juliet. Plus, whenever Vrabel gives us an update on Mariota, we'll get that to you. But how what Vrabel said and what Mariota said about his progress are a little different. We'll get to that as well. It's Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game National app. So that was Marcus yesterday saying, hey, you know, I can't really do anything about it, but it is getting better. So he says it's getting better. Now, this was Vrabel yesterday, because, again, Marcus said it's getting better. This is what Vrabel said.
How is your quarterback doing today?
I'd say about the same.
So he says it's the same. Marcus says he's better. Vrabel says it's the same. What do we make of the difference in, I don't know, descriptions that they have there? What would you make of that?
Not much.
Oh, I make a big deal about that.
You do?
Oh, yes. Marcus is saying that it's okay. Marcus is saying that it's better, and Vrabel says it's not. That tells me that Marcus is trying to get back into the lineup.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about
that.
And
Vrabel's not having any of it until he thinks he's 100%. That's what that tells me.
Okay.
So Vrabel has just hit the podium, and I guess he got a jersey or gave a jersey to some NASCAR driver or something.
Clint Boyer.
Oh, great. And so when he has an update on Marcus, because I'm sure he will, we'll get that to you. But let's go right to the phones.
All right.
615-737-1025. Let's go to Larry, who's going to kick us off on Marcus. Thank you for calling. What's up, Larry?
Fellas. Hey, Marcus wasn't that good before he got hurt, first of all. Second of all, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Marcus is soft, S-O-F-T, soft. Put a copper fit on his elbow, get out there and play, or go back to Hawaii. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
Floyd?
Copper fit. That's one of those.
Brett Favre. Do you think?
I love it.
To the caller's point, to the caller's question, though. Do you think Mariota's soft?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that he's soft. I mean, I don't ever question a guy's toughness. I think this, and yesterday when we were, you know, doing the show, Ryan used the word fragile, but he thinks he's fragile. So I don't, you know, I don't know. You can use probably any term you want. But the truth is, I mean, we just need to get him over this and get him going, get him through the rest of the season. I mean, it's every year we've started with something with him, you know, whether it was a hamstring or a knee or whatever. And we just need to get past this one and get going.
Last year, the Titans started off 2-1. I actually looked at this this morning. The Titans started off 2-1 last year. Mariota did not get hurt until week 4. And they were 2-1, and then he got hurt. And then for like 7 weeks, it was always about Mariota's health and his hamstring. And, you know, how does he feel? And is he hurt? And is he not hurt? And did he practice? I mean, I forget what those first 3 weeks were like. It was like heaven. Not having to talk about the quarterback's injuries. Not having to worry about, is the quarterback going to play this week? Is it? It was like a breath of fresh air. It was pure joy. And I'm just wondering, you know, what has to happen for this to get back to the way it was? And then you're told, well, you know, it's like a guitar strumming in his elbow. And when the strumming stops, then it'll get back to what it's supposed to. I'm like, what is that? You don't even know what that is. And if you don't know what it is, I'm worried because you've seen every injury.
I don't know what it is. But I haven't seen a lot of ulnar nerve injuries. I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know. Now, I've seen them affected when, you know, when an arm gets mangled. But I haven't seen it affected when it gets bumped or bruised or whatever it's gotten, you know, affected it.
Update from Vrabel. Vrabel says Mariota is better today, said he took most of the reps today for the Titans. And on the Taylor Lewan front, apparently Taylor Lewan will meet with the independent doctor later this afternoon and could be cleared then. So that both sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But again, I am not going to put my eggs in the Marcus basket until Mariota is named the starting quarterback on Sunday.
Did they say anything about Jack?
I don't know.
Oh.
But I am not putting my eggs in Mariota's basket until then. That's all I'm going with. Jack Conklin did some more. He was still limited. Lewan, full participant. Vrabel says Dennis Kelly coming back tomorrow. So, or could come back tomorrow. He anticipates it. He anticipates a lot of things. That's CYA talk for it might happen, it might not happen. I don't know.
Exactly.
But, again, Lewan, full practice, meeting with independent doctor. Taylor's playing on Sunday against the Jags. I ain't worried about Taylor. Jack, I think Jack's going to play on Sunday, but you seem to be the one that thinks he's not going to play a whole lot if he does play.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, I think probably the best case scenario right there right now is for him and Kelly to flop back and forth some way, somehow.
Put the big dog Pam Thiel in there and let him go to work like he did against the Texans. Didn't even get a game ball, but he should have. Let's go back to your phones. 615-737-1025. John is up next on Mariota. What's up, John?
Hey, Jared. Hey, Floyd. I want to expand on what you're saying, Jared. I totally agree. I recall a few years ago, it might have been Pat Kerwin, some NFL analyst, he asked the question, does Mariota have the fire? Will he bite off his own arm to stay in the game like a Drew Brees or an Eli Manning who played with broken foot for 6 weeks, didn't tell anybody? The guy is soft. And the biggest secret in Nashville is that he really hasn't offered any more than Jake Locker did. Just a few moments of brilliance. And
I don't ever remember Jake Locker winning a playoff game. I'm sorry about that, John. I don't ever remember.
Locker could spin it.
I don't ever remember Jake Locker.
What has Mariota really given us except a failure to clock in and go to work?
John, that's ridiculous. I don't ever remember, and I remember the Jake Locker days, and I hated Jake Locker. But I remember what that was like. I mean, with Jake Locker, you were happy to be 6-10. Like, let's not kid ourselves. Mariota last year stiffed-armed one of the better safeties in the NFL in order to get you into the playoffs. He went on the road to Kansas City and won you a playoff game. So I'm not doing the, he's just another Jake Locker. I'm not doing that. Now, if you want to compare him to Vince Young, I that is legit because Vince did get you to the playoffs. But if you want Jake Locker, no. He is so much better than Jake Locker ever was. That is so unfair to Mariota. And I don't question Mariota's desire in all of this. I don't know why that caller says, does Mariota have the fire? I think he does. Like, I don't know why you want to question his desire. He's not the one who didn't play him on Sunday. That was the coach who said, no, I don't trust you to make all the throws. I'm going to big game Blaine. That wasn't Marcus's choice. Marcus tried to get back in the Dolphin game when it happened. And then the coach was like, I can't keep you out there. You're throwing interceptions. So to me, I'm not going to argue about whether or not Mariota has the fire. And I certainly wouldn't say that he's Jake Locker. Jake Locker sucked.
Yeah, I'm sure he was just talking about the injury factor, but Jake, and we talked about this yesterday, Jake Locker got hurt because Jake played like a running back instead of a quarterback. You know, I mean, he took some shots, and I'm not trying to back up, you know, Jake at all, but he was a tough guy. I mean, his things were big time things. And I think what people get tired of with, I mean, let's face it, when you talk about NFL players, unless you're talking about a DB or a receiver, when you talk about somebody with a tweaked hamstring, you know, people don't look at that fondly. They don't look at a guard and you tweaked a hamstring. You don't run fast enough to tweak a hamstring, my friend. I mean, I think so. People look at stuff like that, like this ulnar nerve injury. People are looking at it like, what isn't the ulnar nerve? Isn't that your funny bone? You mean you hit your funny bone and now you can't play? You know, I mean, I think people look at it that way, which I'm not sure is the right way to look at it. But again, I haven't had a lot of experience with this nerve thing. But I mean, people are getting frustrated with Marcus and Marcus. I'm sure there are guys in the locker room that are getting frustrated the same way. You know, there have to be guys that are going, wait a minute now. You know, we got to be able to hang in there for a season or whatever. I mean, Ryan had some great numbers yesterday. You know, I think it was Marcus has finished something like 76% of the games he started.
Like everybody else is like 90.
And everybody else is 90 plus, you know, so.
I think the guys in the locker room like Marcus and they want Marcus to do well. And I think they believe in Marcus, but at the same time, I'm with you. I think if you're like a defensive guy in the locker room and Marcus can't play, it's not that you question his heart or his effort, but you question like, when are you ever going to be out there?
Yeah.
You know, that's how I think they feel. Let's get more of your call. 615-737-1025. Derrick Henry, the big dog, going to join us 245. 615-737-1025. Do not miss the best pregame show. That's our pregame show every Sunday, 9:30, live from Nashville Underground, downtown on Broadway. Jared the GM and Chris Sanders, brought to you by Boda Box Wine Wholesale Inc. of Mount Juliet, Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota Dealers, and Tate Granite, a division of Tate Ornamental. It's Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game National app.
You know, I would say that Marcus is actually better. Felt like he threw the ball better today, so that's positive. It's moving in the right direction. And then we'll just see where it's at tomorrow.
He take more of a load today than he did?
I would say probably, yeah, more. I think he probably had close to the majority of them.
That sounds pretty good.
Sure does.
I mean, that sounds like Mariota might play Sunday. You think the difference between Mariota playing Sunday and Gabbert playing Sunday is astronomical, don't you?
Well, I personally think that the best quarterback Sunday wins the game.
So, like, between Bortles and Gabbert,
whoever's,
or Bortles
whoever's
and Mariota?
Playing.
Really?
Yep.
I feel like that's the complete opposite. Like, we're going to have Derrick Henry on in a minute. I think if the big dog eats, I think you win. It's going to be hard to eat.
But they're going to be – whatever you're saying, they're saying exactly the same thing.
What, don't let the big dog eat?
Yep.
I know. They said that last year.
What did
the big dog do?
What are we saying? We're saying don't let Fournette eat.
Oh, I'm more worried about Bortles than I am Fournette.
They're stopping Fournette. We're stopping Fournette. They're stopping our run game. Their secondary will not respect our receivers. Our secondary has to look at this group of receivers and say, hey, I can cover these guys mm-hmm. now. So then you've got eight in the box. You've got man for man on the outside with free safety on both teams. You've got the running games that do whatever they do. The wild card are the two quarterbacks. So whoever plays best as a quarterback, in my opinion, wins the game.
And you don't feel good about big game Blaine?
I thought Blaine did an outstanding job last week. I really did. I thought he did exactly what he should do as a backup quarterback. but I would rather have my starter if you're giving me a choice.
I thought you were going to say, period, that's it. Let's go to the phones here on Mariota. Derrick Henry in about 10 minutes. What's up, Jonathan, who's up next? Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing today?
Good, go ahead.
Man, you know, one thing I noticed in about Marcus Mariota, the game he got injured was, I think he showed the world how fragile he was during that game because after he went down for his elbow injury or whatnot, directly after that game, you had Aaron Rodgers, who it looked like he damn near broke his leg or tore his ACL, and he went back out there and performed on one leg. So it was like, after you look at a game like that, and then you see Aaron Rodgers come back and do what he did, now you got Tennessee looking at their quarterback like, wow, man, you know, you're upset about a funny bone. And another thing I noticed during the game, Marcus Mariota, he's having trouble making 10 to 15-yard passes down the field.
Now, see, that is a concern pre-injury. Thank you for the call, Jonathan. That is a concern pre-injury. Was that it wasn't like Marcus was throwing the ball great before he got hurt. You know, the Stocker throw, the Davis throw, like those were not – those are both should-be touchdowns, and he missed both of them.
I think the caller brings up a good point, though. I think – just a visual. If you didn't know anything about either guy, you know, you see the visual of Aaron Rodgers and you see the visual of some guys like that and how they're getting hit. And then you see Marcus's visual and you go, what hurt? What that didn't.
Yeah, get
you
up.
Know, didn't, yeah, it, was kind of like, it looked like he didn't even. So, I mean, I said it yesterday and I think it's obviously true. His elbow hit something, you know, hit a helmet, hit a shoe, hit a pad, hit something and hit it just right, and that's where you are. But I think when you think about NFL football and you're saying, well, golly, look at what Aaron Rodgers did, you know, and it all boils down to the same thing. And this is what Bud Grant used to say this forever, and I believe it entirely, which is it doesn't matter if you play if you're hurt. That's not a big deal, playing if you're hurt. Can you play as well as you normally play when you're hurt? Now, that's the guy you want on your team. And right now, you know, Marcus hasn't been able to do that.
I think Marcus needs to take up the TB12 method with the pliability and the stretching and the avocado ice cream, and maybe he'll stay healthy or something like that. Chris is up next. Thank you for calling. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Really, really love the show. Thanks for taking my call. Yep. I got a comment and a question. Floyd, I think you'd agree with this. The best ability is availability, correct?
Correct.
And Marcus is I'm rating Marcus at about a 70 right now. He's a low C. On his good day, he'll win a game. On his bad day, he's terrible. So where do you guys think Marcus goes in a draft where there's actually quarterbacks available like last year? Thanks, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you for the call. You said before the draft that he was better than all those guys.
Like, yeah, Baker Mayfield. We're going back to the draft.
I guess, yeah. That you thought Marcus was better than...
Marcus, in my opinion, Marcus coming out was a better prospect than any of the guys this year that came out. That's just my opinion. Now, I could be completely wrong.
Was he a better prospect to you than Wentz in golf?
He was, yeah, I would say he was.
Was he better than... Who was 2017? Who was the quarterback in that one? Myles Garrett was the first pick. Trubisky. Was he better than Trubisky?
Yeah.
Better than Mahomes?
I didn't really see Mahomes. I can't.
I mean, all I knew about Mahomes coming out was he had a rocket launcher. Yeah, that cannon was all arm. I knew. You know?
Everybody knew that. But I didn't really have an opinion about it. I mean, Marcus coming out was, I mean, he was argued for the first pick. So, I mean, it was, he was a legitimate guy. Now, the question is, where have you gone from there? You know, that's another question.
Let's go to Mike, who's up next here on Mariota's injury. Thank you for calling. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I actually had the same injury as Mark Mariota. I was diagnosed with a dislocated ulnar nerve. Now, it sounds very similar, and I can tell you that I think it's a lot more serious than people are making it out to be. Now, I've been dealing with this injury for 3 years now, and the doctor told me that I can relax for a little bit, not lift any weights and see what happens. And every time I go back in that weight room, try to push some weights, I can feel it popping in my elbow every single time going down to my fingertips. And for a professional athlete, I think this is going to be a big problem moving forward. And my doctor even suggested surgery.
Well, if Mariota has that, thank you for the call, Mike. If Mariota has that, Titans are in trouble. I mean, there to me is no, if what he's describing is what Mariota's going through, which I'm going to guess it's not. But if it is, then the Titans are in trouble because that means you can't. I mean, if that guy's going to have a problem for 3 years with an elbow injury.
Oh, yeah. It costs you your career.
Titans are in trouble.
Yeah, it costs you your
career. And that's – but that right now to me is so secondary because what you do long-term at the quarterback position is a decision you can make, you know, in March. These are decisions you have to make now about how do you beat the Jags. That's what I'm worried about is
right.
Can he go into the game on Sunday and beat the Jags? And I think – I still am convinced if whoever runs the ball best is going to win the game on Sunday. You know, if you can do the same thing you did to him last year, run, 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 punt. They drop the punt, you kick a field goal, although I'd like that to be a touchdown. Run, 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 punt.
Yeah, see, I don't – the difference is I think they understand that too.
The Jags?
Yeah.
They didn't do anything about it the second game last year.
No. I mean, they understand it from an offensive standpoint. You know, they're saying they know. And I don't know. That's why I said, you know, just like we talked about last year when we played him in the first game and he said at the beginning of the second half, we've got to get some big plays, you know, and we thought, okay, we got him headed the right direction. And sure enough, they go out and throw some interceptions. I think now they've realized – except for the possibility of this game, the New England game. But they realize their best chances are run, 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 punt. Run, 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 punt.
Oh, but they just threw for 400 yards. They don't want to run, 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 punt.
And that's what I'm saying. So now the question is, did the last game, do they now think they have a legitimate quarterback? And, in fact, do they? But we don't know the answer to either one of those. But... I mean, I could easily see them saying exactly the same thing we're saying, which is the team that runs the ball the best is gonna win the game.
Run, 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 punt. I am all for run, 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 punt.
I see these two teams just emulating each other. I mean, it's like looking in a mirror.
Except
they have better players.
But if they're gonna run, 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 punt and win the game, you know who's gonna be a big part of that? The big dog. Derrick Henry, the big dog. Let the big dog eat. Derrick Henry will join us next. We'll get Derrick's thoughts on Jacksonville. We'll get Derrick's thoughts on Marcus coming back into the lineup and so on and so forth. So we'll get with Derrick Henry coming up next. Hey, join us every Friday at 5:45 as we select our picks on the big six games in both college and pro football action. Six-Pack Picks is brought to you by Pourvu. Over 10,000 square feet of wine, spirits, domestic, import, and craft beers, an amazing selection just for you. And I am telling you all right now, I am torn on how I feel about the Titans-Jags game, about who's going to win. But I think I'm leaning Titans, but I'm not sure. Derrick Henry joins us next. It's Chair of the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game National app.
You have to handle their defensive front.
Yeah, it seems like that's going to be the key going here the first 3 weeks with Miami, Houston, and now Jacksonville. You know, not to sit here and take anything away from their secondary, which probably... is the strength of that team. I mean, there's a lot of strengths for them defensively, but we got to get things going, and the only way to get them going, get the play started, is by being able to handle that front. Obviously, Calais Campbell, Yannick Ngakoue, and those guys up front, they put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and it'll be important that we are able to block Miles Jack and Telvin Smith just to get these plays going.
Mike Vrabel on Monday Night Live with Mike Vrabel. I feel like if I was coaching the Jags, I'd say they don't even know your name, Yannick Ngakoue. Their coach is calling you Ngoku. They don't even know your name. They don't respect you, Yannick. But I found it interesting. If you had to say who was better, the Jags defensive line or the Jags secondary, who would you say?
The Jags defensive line or the Jags secondary? I don't know. I mean, maybe the secondary I give the edge to.
Right, but you see Vrabel saying that a key to the game is the Jags defensive line. And the reason? Because they're going to run, 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 punt.
Well, I mean, yeah, the reason is because if you don't block those D-linemen, you got no chance to run a play. You got no, the secondary, they may affect the play later on, But you've got to block that front first.
Run, 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 punt. That should be the whole game plan. If Mariota's in, run, run. See, this is where I'm kind of torn, though. Because, I mean, I think they're going to give it to Derek and Dion a lot of the game. But if run, 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 punt is what you want to do, which, again, is what we are saying that we expect the Titans to do, I mean, Mariota makes run, 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 punt easier because Mariota can run, right?
Yes.
But do you trust running Mariota right now if you're run, 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 punt?
Because of the elbow?
Because he's going to get hurt.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, that's you're going to run that risk, but you're going to run it with anybody. That's another factor another element that has really, really helped Broyles and his game.
That he can run?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's legit.
He could always run, but he never ran it. Never ran it. Now he's pulling it down, and I mean, he's taking off. And what that does is that always affects your rush. And so, you know, from our standpoint, the ability to do some of that will affect their rush too.
We should have Derrick Henry on with us just momentarily. Last year, the Titans in week two beat the Jags 37-16 in Jacksonville. Derrick Henry, 14 carries, 92, and a touchdown. And honestly, you know, when you take the games that Derrick Henry has had kind of those big home run runs away, you know, this one he did, his long was 17. That may be, against that front, the most impressive performance of his career last year at Jacksonville week two.
Could be.
Although at Indianapolis, where Derrick Henry really saved their bacon, that also might be up there as well. And then in the season finale, the Titans won 15-10. That got the Titans into the playoffs. Derrick Henry, 28 for 51.
What was Bortles' numbers in those games?
Okay, Bortles was 20 of 34 for 223, one touchdown and two picks. And the Titans 37-16 win, and I think the touchdown was a garbage time touchdown.
And the other game?
The other game, Bortles was 15 of 34 for 158 and two picks.
There you go.
That's the Blake I like. That's the
one
Blake
we
I
need
know and
right
love.
There. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Well, remember, because the Titans were started going around talking a bunch of trash after Bortles had that game, the last game of the season. And then Bortles was horrible in the game against Buffalo to start the playoffs, and then I guess he kind of figured it out along the way. Again, I just think if you run, 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 punt Jacksonville, that is, and then just wait for Jacksonville to make their big mistake. But we're joined now by Titans running back Derrick Henry, because again, if they're going to run, 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 punt, it's going to start with Derrick Henry. Derrick, how excited are you for this game against the Jags on Sunday, knowing how good people think the Jags are right now?
It's very exciting. You know, it's a division game, another division game. A good opponent who are the Jaguars, and going to their stadium playing them, you know, it's going to be tough, but, you know, we're getting prepared for it. We will be prepared for it, but, you know, it's an exciting division game going against a good opponent and good offense and a good defense. So,
how would you evaluate the way the run game helped the Titans win on Sunday against the Texans, and you and Deion combined, and how much better can you guys get from that?
We knew coming in, you know, we had to run the ball and be effective running the ball. You know, it was going to be a physical matchup against those guys. Had a good defense and guys over there who can make plays. And, you know, we just had to stick with what we know. You know, offensive line being physical, tight ends, and receivers just being physical in the running game. We just had to go out there and run the ball. And, you know, I'm glad that we did a great job doing good enough for us to win that game.
Derrick, watching the game this week, and of course we've seen you play every game, but it appeared to me that your attitude changed a little bit running the ball simply because you knew how important it was going to be getting first downs, and you knew that, you know, a 4-yard carry is going to be good enough, you know, sooner or later to get it done. And it looked to me like you ran in there with a little bit more purpose than maybe some of the other games.
Yeah, you know, I just knew that, especially on that last drive, that we had to get down there and get some points, you know, for us to be able to win the game and get the clock down as well. So, you know, just keep making those 2-yard runs, 4-yard runs, but just keep the momentum going and keep the drive going, just so we can get down and get points. And we did. And I feel like that's the mindset that you have to have, you know, when you run the football, just being physical, being patient, and just making those dirty runs.
We were just looking at the numbers, and last year against Jacksonville, you had between the two games on the order of, I think, 150, 160 yards, which is pretty successful. Going into this game, I think, you know, there are going to be a lot of similarities. And the bottom line is, I mean, people are going to be looking at you versus Fournette. And the ability to run the game. What kind of a challenge is that for you?
It's definitely a big challenge, you know, because they have a great defense. I mean, everybody knows that. You know, they do a lot of good things over there, and they're very physical, fast, got a good defensive line, and very good on the back end. So, you know, just a great challenge, you know, and something that I look forward to. I know the whole team look forward to, just facing a team like that, you know, who's a great sound team, physical team. We know they're going to run the ball. We know they're going to play good defense. So, you know, it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Titans running back Derrick Henry's with us. Why have you been so successful against the Jags? I mean, I know Floyd brought up the two performances last year, maybe one of your best performances at Jacksonville. And then in the game, you know, at the end of the season, you had the big screen for a touchdown. Why have you been so successful against the Jags? And is that something you can take into this game?
No, I really don't do well on last year. You know, that's just credit to the whole team and, you know, the offense of the success I had. You know, everybody just doing their job and executing the play that was called, you know, and that's just, and that's what all comes from that, you know. But, you know, it's a different year, you know. They're a different team, you know. They have a lot of confidence over there. They've just been doing some great things, so they should have confidence. And, you know, we're coming off a win this past weekend, and we want to carry that momentum over when we go over there. Like I said, another divisional game, another big game. So, like I said, it's exciting just to be able to have this game and play against an opponent like them and their caliber, you know, opponent that we're playing in the Jaguars.
For your size, I think you shock people with your speed. I know you surprised me. People don't understand, you know, a man that big that can run that fast. As you approach just a basic, like a outside zone play of some sort, as you're going, is your mindset, you know, I've got to hit the landmark, I've got, you know, here's the area I'm supposed to go? Or are you, in the back of your mind, are you always thinking, man, if I can hit one crease here, I might be gone?
Yes. I mean, if I'm talking about that one crease, then I'm turning it on. I'll leave that one crease, and I'm hitting it. And that's, I mean, it's still things I need to get better at, far as like outside zones and things like that. I haven't been happy the past two games of how I've been running the ball. You know, it's been all right, but it's not where I want it to be. So definitely looking forward to getting better this week and being more efficient.
We know how close you were to hitting that home run against the Dolphins, because you did and it got called back. But how close were you? I thought you were close on a couple of those against the Texans, of maybe making one guy miss and then going on. How close did you feel you were to breaking a big one Sunday against the Texans?
I feel like that first play, the first play to open the opening drive, I feel like I should have scored. I should have got north and south. I was trying to do too much. I should have just got north and south, and maybe it would have been a different player, or, you know, could have turned into a touchdown, because I feel like I could have scored on that. And there's a couple of runs I feel like I could have done better. So that's what I'm saying. So every time after a game, I go watch film. I'm always nagging in my head when I'm in practice. I got to do better. I got to finish runs and, you know, work on my burst. So, you know, anytime I watch film and I feel like I could have scored, it just nags me all week until Sunday comes.
I know one of the areas that people were talking about improvement for you would be, you know, pass protection and catching the ball. And not, I mean, I think everybody's convinced you can catch. That's not the issue. It's just you've done so much, you know, you carry the ball so much that you don't get maybe the opportunities to catch that a lot of guys do. How's that, how's all that experiment going for you?
It's been going well. Keeping focused on the things that I need to get better at, you know, and what's obvious, and, you know, catching the ball. I feel like I really don't have a big problem with that, and pass protection. You know, I still need to improve on that. So daily working on that, watching film, and getting reps at practice when we're doing walkthroughs and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a learning process, and I'm still getting better and better. So, you know, but I have Dion, who's a vet, who's a great guy, who's been playing his league for a while. So, you know, he's been helping out a lot, too.
Last one for you. Derrick Henry, Titans running back with us. Marcus, we know he's taking a little bit more of a load here in practice, or so on and so forth. I mean, how exciting is it to get him back? And how, you know, how hard for the people that don't see Marcus inside, how hard has he been working to get back?
He's been working very hard. You know, and Marcus is not the type of guy who's going to express how he feels by just talking. you know, and, you know, just things like that. He's a quiet guy, but you can just tell, you know, that he wants to be out there. It's killed him that he's not out there. And, you know, what happened to him with his hands is just unfortunate. But he's working very, very, very hard to get back out there. And I can tell it's killing him because he wants to be out there so bad and, you know, be with us. But, you know, it's a process, you know. It takes time. So, you know, he's been working hard, though.
Derrick Henry, we appreciate it. As always, we got a saying on the show, let the big dog eat. Derrick, good luck this week against the Jags, as always.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. See you. Derrick Henry, Titans running back, joining us there on the show. So I think that probably what he said about Marcus right there probably quells any question that people may have about, you know, is Marcus soft or is Marcus, like the caller that said Marcus didn't have the fire. Doesn't sound to me from listening to Derrick Henry right there that Marcus doesn't have the fire.
Yeah, I mean, and we have to admit, in spite of all the issues that he's had, I mean, I have yet to hear anybody that we've asked a pretty point-blank question like that that is not 1,000% on his side.
And you've never heard anybody who's left here that has said something like,
nobody leaves. Oh, know, yeah, he's not tough enough to be a quarterback. You don't hear any of that.
I mean, the one thing you heard was DeMarco saying, you know, I think he's going to be a really good player. He's just got to get a little more vocal.
And that was, and he didn't even say anything about health. It was about leadership.
Just,
you know, being
just get a little more vocal.
Yeah.
And you heard Derrick right there say, you know, he doesn't always say it, but we know it. And that's kind of the, goes right back to that. Okay, so there's this one thing that I'm trying to figure out. And I think the GM is honestly buying into it a little bit. And it's a big deal in Sunday's game for the Titans. And we'll get to that coming up next. Hey, by the way, we'll be at Bridgestone Arena tomorrow. Preds preseason tomorrow night. Are you ready for some hockey? Get excited. The Preds are hosting their first ever Preds Fest on Friday, September 28th from 3 to 10 at Bridgestone Arena and the Walk of Fame Park. For more information, visit thegamenational.com. Under the events tab, Jared and the GM will be there as well. It's Jared and the GM right here on a Thursday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game Nashville app.